This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The results of Germany's national parliamentary elections Sunday has left the leaders of the first and second place parties scrambling to form coalitions that will give them a governing majority and the nation a new chancellor to lead Europe's largest economy. Germany's center-left Social Democrats won the largest share of the vote, narrowly beating outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, 25.7% to 24.1%. Since neither party has more than 50% of all seats in the Bundestag, the German parliament's lower house, both are claiming the right to form a new government and name a chancellor. Speaking to reporters Monday, Social Democrat candidate Olaf Scholz said he hopes to form a coalition government with the Green Party and Free Democrats, or FDP, before Christmas. The Green Party received 14.8% of the vote in Sunday's elections, while the FDP won 11.5%. At his own news conference, CDU candidate Armin Laschet told reporters that while second-place finishers are generally not entitled to make decisions, his party is also seeking to form a coalition. Meanwhile, FDP leader Christian Lindner told reporters Monday it makes sense for his party to meet first with the Green Party to see if, despite their differences, they could form a progressive center of a new coalition. The Greens, meanwhile, said they are keeping their options open. Some analysts believe Germany's political limbo is not likely to be resolved until next year. Merkel, who has served as chancellor for 16 years, will remain in office on a caretaker basis until her successor is chosen. Officials say one person was killed and several injured in a magnitude 5.8 earthquake that rocked the Greek island of Crete Monday, leaving at least one person dead and several injured. More information on this story and others on our website, voanews.com.